Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Today, we're going to do a really special deep dive. We're jumping into a super fun, adventurous story.
That's right. It's an adventure all about reading and laughing, and it's perfect for all you curious learners out there.
Our mission today is to join a team of amazing monkeys. They're called the Mission Monkeys.
And we're going to help them solve a very funny mystery in the Haunted Library of Laughs.
Oh, that sounds spooky. And fun. So how does it all start?
Well, it all begins on a cool, breezy October afternoon. The Mission Monkeys, that's Mila, Milo, Mia, and Mick, get an urgent message.
An urgent message? From who?
From the librarian, a very wise owl named Librarian Olivia. She needs their help. Something strange is happening at the Hollow Hills Library.
Strange how?
She says the books are. Well, they're acting silly. They're flying all over the place, flipping their own pages, and even telling knock-knock jokes all by themselves.
Flying joke-telling books? Wow. I bet the monkeys were surprised.
Oh, definitely. One of them, Mick, shouted, "This mission sounds hilarious."
Huh. I like Mick. But what about the others?
Mila, she's the leader, and she got right down to business. She pushed her reading glasses up her nose, all ready to go.
Okay, so the team is ready. They get to the library, and what do they see?
Picture this. They tiptoe into this giant, giant library. It's so quiet you can hear an echo.
And the books.
The books are floating
all
around right above their heads, and you can hear them giggling.
The books are giggling? That is silly.
And then all of a sudden, one book just swoops down toward them.
Oh.
And it says, "Knock, knock."
Who's there?
Spell.
Okay. Spell who?
And the book yells, "WHO," and then just bursts out laughing.
That's a good one. So the books are telling jokes.
Exactly. Just then, a glowing light appears, and Librarian Olivia floats down from way up high.
The wise owl. What does she tell them?
She explains the rule. She says the only way to calm down these silly books is by reading them correctly and solving their puzzles.
So it's a literacy mission. Okay, kids, are you ready to help? Can you help us read the clues and solve these silly puzzles? I think we can do it.
I think so, too. Okay, first up is a big red book, and it has puzzle number one. A rhyming riddle.
Ooh, I love riddles. What does it say?
It says, "I rhyme with bad. I like to chase mice. I purr when I'm happy and cuddly and nice."
Hmm. Okay, so we're looking for something that rhymes with bat.
Yep. And it has to fit those other clues, too.
Hmm.
It chases mice and it purrs. The book gives us three choices. Is it a dog?
A dog. Hmm. Dog doesn't rhyme with bat.
Okay, what about an apple?
An apple. That's just silly. Apples don't chase mice.
You're right. Okay. The last choice is a cat.
Cat. Bat. Cat. That rhymes. And cats chase mice and they purr.
Is that our final answer?
I think so. It's see you, daddy.
That's it. As soon as they say the word cat, the book gives a little smile and gently floats all the way down to the ground.
Awesome. One puzzle solved. One silly book is calm now.
But wait, there's another one. A blue book is zipping around and it looks like it has a spelling puzzle for us.
A spelling puzzle? Okay, what is it?
It shows three letters, all jumbled up. The letters are B-O and another O.
B-O-O. Hmm. Mick, the funny monkey, he takes a guess right away.
He does. He shouts, "Easy." It spells banana.
Banana. Oh, Mick. That's way more than three letters.
It is. So it's not banana. Let's look again. A three-letter word with B-O-O. It's something you might hear in a haunted library.
A haunted. Wait a minute. Something spooky.
Hmm.
Could it be B-O?
Yes. It's B-O.
We got it. What did the blue book do?
It let out a little spooky giggle, and then it calmed right down and floated to a shelf.
Okay, we are on a roll. We solved a rhyming riddle and a spelling puzzle. What's next?
One last challenge.
Mm-hmm.
A big green book spins open to a new chapter. This one is a counting challenge.
A counting challenge? I see a picture on the page.
That's right. The book wants us to count the pumpkins on the shelf. Let's see. I see one,
three, four, five. There are five pumpkins.
Milo, one of the other monkeys, he counts them on his fingers, just to be sure.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five.
He got five, too, so the answer is five.
And you are correct. The green book blinks its cover twice, like it's saying thank you, and then closes itself politely.
We did it. We solved all the puzzles.
You sure did. And with all three puzzles solved, all the other silly giggling books gently returned to their shelves, and they all took a nice, quiet nap.
And Librarian Olivia.
She hooted very proudly. She thanked the Mission Monkeys, and she thanked you two for helping solve the library's literacy spell.
That's fantastic.
Huh.
But, you know, Mac, I have a feeling he wasn't quite done with the fun.
You know him well. As everyone was getting ready to leave, Mick spotted one last book. He picked it up and held it close.
What was it called?
It was called Spooky Jokes for Silly Monkeys. He decided he was going to keep that one forever.
Ah, that's perfect. So the library is safe and Mick has a new joke book. What a great mission.
It really was. And, you know, we all learned some pretty cool things with the monkeys today.
Yeah. Like what?
Well, for one, that reading can be, you know, magical and really funny.
It's not just quiet. It can be an adventure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We also saw how knowing things like rhyming and spelling can help you solve real problems. They're like keys to unlock puzzles.
And they all work together, right? Reading out loud and helping each other made them feel brave.
It really did.
Mm-hmm.
It shows that books can be your friends, even the giggly flying ones.
That's a great way to think about it. It makes me wonder, though, all those puzzles used words or numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So here's something to think about. What if the Mission Monkeys found a book that told stories using only shapes instead of words?
Ooh, that's an interesting question. No words at all.
Right. What kind of challenge do you think they would have to solve then?
Think about all the different kinds of puzzles a book could hold. It's fun to imagine.
Keep thinking, and until next time, keep diving deep.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.